Chapter 25.
Sometimes I forget that primitive places like this still exist, Leia said.
I know what you mean, but I'm glad they do,
Han said. She looked at him askance.
You're starting to sound like Lando.
Every once in a while, Lando makes a good choice. Worlds like this make me wonder why we keep circling the core when there are plenty of other ways to live.
They were meandering through Vasid's principal spaceport settlement, which could have been the Mos Eisley of 30 years earlier, except that Vasid was savanna and forest, as opposed to Tatooine sand and more sand. Alana and C-3PO were several meters ahead of them, keeping count of the huge rodents that crossed their path. Structures on both sides of the unpaved street came in two varieties: preformed shells made of duroplast, and boxes banged together out of local woods. 2 days of exhausted searching for Quip Fargal had yielded nothing. The holonet listed a human by that name born on Dinon about 33 years before the Battle of Yavin. But if Fargal was on Vasid, no one seemed to know him or know of him, or they just weren't willing to say. If Parley Thorpe's hunch about him having been military was correct, then Fargal could have died during the rebellion or in any of the bloody campaigns since.
Why would someone give away a ship with a military-grade hyperdrive? Leia asked for the third time that morning. Even one with a discharged laser cannon.
Out of respect for the relief work Thorpe was doing.
Leia nodded unconvincingly.
That sounds like someone who would join the Alliance. But still, a starship?
Okay, then maybe this someone had to get rid of the Falcon for some reason.
Such as?
He bought it on time and couldn't keep up with the payments. Repossession necks were hounding him.
Leia looked around.
Does Vasid strike you as the sort of world a former rebel would choose to retire to?
Looks more like a place you'd come to hide.
Leia pursed her lips and exhaled.
At least we know Fargal existed.
Yeah, but remember that Thorpe found the name in the Falcon's registry, which could mean that Fargal was a previous owner, but not actually the guy who gave her the ship.
Either way.
All I'm saying is that if it's come down to doing research, we don't have to do that here.
Han fell silent for a moment.
Would you want to live to be 200?
Only if you would,
she said, taking his hand in hers. Up ahead, Alana and C-3PO turned around and were hurrying toward them.
We have an idea,
Alana said.
Tell them, 3PO.
The droid adjusted his stance.
Mistress Alana suggests that we make use of Vasid's local holonet to announce our interest in locating Quip Fargal. Assuming that he is somewhere on-world, he is certain to receive the message, and that way, our chances for success are greatly increased.
Han and Leia swapped smiles.
Couldn't hurt,
Han said.
And it keeps us right here,